Obedient to the indication of Mr. Clark's hand, the boy approached towards Florence, wondering, as well he might, what he had to do with her. But she, who had heard what passed, and who, besides the relief of so suddenly considering herself safe and at her journey's end, felt reassured beyond all measure by his lively, youthful face and manner, ran eagerly up to him, leaving one of the slipshod shoes upon the ground, and caught his hand in both of hers.
"I am lost, if you please," said Florence.
"Lost?" cried the boy.
"Yes, I was lost this morning, a long way from here, and I have had my clothes taken away since, and I am not dressed in my own now, and my name is Florence Dombey, my little brother's only sister, and, oh dear, dear, take care of me, if you please,"
sobbed Florence, giving full vent to the childish feelings she had so long suppressed, and bursting into tears. At the same time, her miserable bonnet falling off, her hair came tumbling down about her face, moving to speechless admiration and commiseration, young Walter, nephew of Solomon Gills, ship's instrument-maker in general.
"Don't cry, Miss Dombey," said Walter, in a transport of enthusiasm. "What a wonderful thing for me that I am here! You are as safe now as if you were guarded by a whole boat's crew of picked men from a man of war. Oh, don't cry."
"I won't cry any more," said Florence. "I'm only crying for joy."
"Come along, Miss Dombey. Let me see the villain who will dare molest you now."
It was growing dark and foggy and beginning to rain, too, but they cared nothing for this, being both wholly absorbed in the late adventures of Florence, which she related with the innocent good faith and confidence of her years, while Walter listened as if, far from the mud and grease of Thames Street, they were rambling alone among the broad leaves and tall trees.